USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An internal State Department memo from July, confirmed, received by Secretary of State Anthony Blinken, warned of a swift Taliban takeover, exposing President Biden's claim he was not warned before last weekend's Taliban takeover. Republican Congressman from Georgia, Jody Heiss, tells Newsmax TV, the White House has gone silent on providing lawmakers details of what's going on in Afghanistan.
We have tons of other questions, such as our embassy. Is our embassy secure? If not, has it been breached? Is the information, sensitive information, in the embassy safe or secured, or has it been destroyed, or has it been captured by the Taliban? We have tons of questions, and thus far, we have zero answers.
38 days later, most of the 50 Texas House Democrats that ran away from their responsibilities on voting integrity legislation returned Thursday. The Texas Supreme Court this week ruled that they did break the law and could be arrested. USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
American Airlines continues to say no alcohol to travelers. Wendy King reports.
American Airlines has extended a ban on alcohol sales in its economy class until at least January. The new date is in line with the federal mask mandate for public transportation that was also extended through that date. American Airlines had previously extended a ban on the sale of alcohol through September 13th. Southwest Airlines is the only other airline currently prohibiting the sale of alcohol. The airline doesn't have a timetable to resume alcohol sales after reverting plans to lift the restriction on most flights by July 14th after a passenger physically assaulted one of its flight attendants. The FAA announced civil penalties totaling more than $1 million were levied against close to 4,000 unruly passengers just since January. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
American Airlines normally charges $8 per beer. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In December of 2014, the late Senator of Arizona, Republican John McCain, went down to the Senate floor to warn his colleagues about Anthony Blinken, our current Secretary of State.
Pending a vote concerning Mr. Anthony Tony Blinken, who is not only unqualified, but in fact, in my view, one of the worst selections that of a very bad lot that this president has chosen. I hope that many of my colleagues will understand that not often do I come to the floor to oppose a nomination of the President of the United States because I believe that elections have consequences. In this case, this individual has actually been dangerous to America and to the young men and women who are fighting and serving it. Let's just review a couple of some of the elements in particular and Mr. Blinken's role in conceptualizing and furthering it. U.S. foreign policy is in a shambles. It's at best a strategic and at worst anti-strategic. I'll move on to Afghanistan. Mr. Blinken said, quote, we've been very clear. We've been consistent. The war will be concluded by the end of 2014. We have a timetable, and that timetable will not change. This is why I'm so worried about him being in the position that he's in, because if they stick to that timetable, I am telling my colleagues that we will see the replay of Iraq all over again.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.